So I just recently turned 31 years old, and I feel good, man. I feel like I'm still in my 20s. It's weird, man, because like you realize that like everybody is still trying to figure shit out, man. Like there's no adults. You know, like when you're a little kid, you believe in adults. When you're a teenager, you know, you realize that, hey, man, there's older people than you, and they know more about life, and they got their shit together. But it's not true, man. It's not true at all, man. Like, I'm fucking 31 years old. That's so weird to me. Because, like, I still feel like a kid at heart. And I see other people either around the same age or older than me that just, like, don't got their shit together, man. Like, we're still, like, trying to figure shit out. Still aren't comfortable, you know, in their own shoes or, you know, don't really have a clear goal or a path. And that's when you realize that, man, everybody is still trying to figure shit out, man. Ain't nobody, there's no adults out here. You just kind of, when you become like a so-called adult, it's just like when you realize, oh, fuck, like I'm on my own. That's what becoming an adult is. It's like, oh, fuck, I got a mortgage. I got a kid, probably, you know. That's another thing, man. Like, goddamn, everybody's having kids. And nobody's doing it on purpose, man. I know rarely any people who, like, my age or younger who planned on having a kid on purpose, man. It's all by accident, man. Can you imagine that? I mean, like, you know, if you want to have a kid, then go ahead, you know. Plan it. If you're prepared, that's what you want to do, parenthood. But a lot of people out here, man, they just weren't planning on it. And then all of a sudden, their parents, they got a kid. And it's so weird, too, because, like, it feels like yesterday where, like, I know all these people that just had their kids. And then now these kids are, like, little people. Like, they're talking. They're doing sports. You know, I can have a conversation with them. And it wasn't, like, that long ago that even exists. And then, like, I don't know how they do it, though. Because, like, I make a decent amount of money at my job. But I feel like I can't afford a kid. And I see people, like, single mothers who are, you know, working low budget, low salary jobs. And, like, they got to take care of this other person. Plus, they gotta pay the bills by themselves. I don't understand how they do it. It's crazy. I couldn't afford a kid. Like, I don't have the extra cash. Well, I do. But here's the thing, man. Like, it's such a weird thing. Because, like, I don't want to put down having a kid. But I feel like once you have a kid, then, like, your goals and your dreams kind of end right there. Now it's like, now it's all about the kid, which is good, you know. Like, I understand that. Like, you love the kid. You probably love it more than anything that you've ever loved before. You love it more than yourself. And even though I don't have a kid, I understand, you know, just by, like, what people say and you know, how they act. That, yeah, it becomes all about the kid and then raising the kid to have a good life. But you got to get your shit together first, or else you're just going to have a cycle. You know, that's what happened with me, man. Like, my parents had me at a time where they were still, like, trying to get their shit together, you know? So then, you know, I don't know what the fuck my parents' dreams and ambitions were, but I'm sure that once they had me, those things had to have come to a halt, right? So I think my idea is you need to kind of have your shit together before you even think about having a kid. And that's for the kid. Like, having your shit together is for the kid. You know, like, I want to be in a situation where I'm, like, really financially stable and I have free time so that when I have a kid, I can be there as it's growing up. I can spend time with him or her and I can afford to pay the bills and to buy him or her whatever they want without having to worry about where the money's coming from, you know, because if you're struggling and you got to work, you know, two jobs, you're not going to see your kid and you're going to have to pay a babysitter. And now this kid's going to grow up with somebody, who, you know, some other caretaker. So that's how I don't even know how I got into this, but yeah, everybody's fucking having kids. Nobody's an adult. What the fuck? Well, anyway, I decided to, I guess, start podcasting or just recording all these like random thoughts and ideas that come into my head while I'm driving, either to work or from work, because I gotta drive from Margate down to Boca every single morning, and it can either be a 30-minute drive or an hour drive, depending on traffic. If there's literally no traffic, I can hit 80 on the highway and get there in 30 minutes. If there's fucking bumper to bumper traffic, it's going to be an hour drive. So I always got to kill time by listening to a podcast. Now, I got 4 or 5 different podcasts on rotation that I listen to every week. The Joe Rogan podcast, NPR Radio Lab, TED Talks, Gimlet Media, Invisibilia, shit like that, you know? Shit that, like, I learn something new every day. But there's certain days where, like, there's just no new podcasts out or whatever topic they're talking about is not interesting. I just don't care to even listen. So I figured on those days, I'll just kind of do my own shit. Because, like, as I'm listening to all these podcasts and, you know, when you drink a coffee in the morning, like, you get that, like, dopamine rush or you know, that, you know, that rush of energy. And, like, I just thoughts start pouring into my head. And I feel like you got to catch these things, man. You need a net to kind of, like, catch these ideas. Because sometimes, you know, you say to yourself, yeah, I remember it later. And then you fucking totally forget. And it was a good idea. Or, like, a good little rant. So this way, at least, I think, you know, it's just basically me talking to myself. I don't give a fuck if anybody's even listening. If you're listening, then hey, welcome. But this is just more so as an exercise for myself to conceptualize some ideas, put it on paper, as they would say, or put it on digital media, and then just throw it out there. You know, like I said, if you want to listen to it, listen to it. If not, fuck it. You know, no one cares. Who am I anyway? You know, that's the kind of mentality you always need to have. It's like, who the fuck are you? I'm just a fucking, you know, I'm always learning. That's another thing I realized too, is that, like, I think this might be the day and age where, or the era where kids don't outsmart their parents. Like, you know, like, you always get, historically, you always get to a point where, like, you're smarter than your parents, right? Like, because they get to a point where, like, they stop learning, you know? Like, parents, they like, an old dog doesn't learn new tricks, that saying, right? You get to a certain age, you're not really expanding your mind anymore. You're not doing anything new. You start the aging process, and then that's it. You start going downhill from there, and you begin the process of death. You make your deathbed right there. But I think this is the era that, you know, you got so many people out there with you know, you got all these entrepreneurs out there. You got just constant information coming at you at all times via, you know, YouTube, Facebook, internet, whatever. That I don't know. it might just be me or I don't know if this is everybody, but I like to just constantly learn something new every day. I'm constantly reading, like, Gizmodo, I'm watching Vice, you know, I'm listening to podcasts, I'm watching some Gary Vee shit, you know, some motivational speaker, blah, 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 some entrepreneur shit, keeping up on stocks, like what's going on with the world. And I'm working out, you know, like I'm staying healthy. And like you're seeing that nowadays too, where like you got these like 50-year-old dudes that are fucking doing calisthenics, doing shit that I can't even do, you know? And so I think we're at this age where our kids are gonna have a harder time catching up to us. I don't think that they're gonna, you know, by age 20 or 25, 30, I don't think they're gonna be smarter than their parents, man. I don't think they're gonna even be fitter than their parents. You know, if I continue down the road that I'm at now, and I hopefully I don't get injured. You know, I feel fucking like I'm 20 years old. I'm 31, but I feel like I'm 20 years old as far as like my physical fitness. It's nothing wrong with me. I got a few kinks and little things here and there from jiu-jitsu, but that's because I'm constantly training. You know, constantly fighting with other people and putting my body in all these crazy positions and shit. So you know, I'm bound to twist something, but I'm just overall just eating healthy, staying healthy. We're finding all this shit out about, you know, nutrition and what to properly eat. You know, people are now on like their keto diet, carnivore diets and shit, learning about fasting. And you know, it could either be a fad or it could legit stick. But either way, it seems to be working. You know, people know about health and nutrition now. You know, it's like fucking back in the days, you ain't know shit about eating Frosted Flakes. And that's another thing too, man. When I was a fucking little kid, man, I remember eating, I used to eat a bowl of Frosted Flakes mixed with milk that had chocolate Quix in it. I can't even fucking eat Frosted Flakes now with regular. That shit is just straight sugar. It's literally just straight fucking sugar. Used to feed me that shit when I was a fucking kid. Like, don't. Like, we just are so much smarter now. We know not to do that type of shit, you know? That's what causes people to get sick, age faster, et cetera, et cetera. So, I don't know. I'm fucking ranting. But, you know, like I said, just. We're at an age where we are healthier, smarter. And I think that you know, when it comes to the age, I keep mentioning, you know, I'm old, I'm an adult, but I think if you are, you don't think of it as a number, you know? Like, some people legit age older than other people. You know, I've seen other 30-year-olds that look like they're 35. They look like they're 40 because they fucking smoke all the time or they don't eat good, et cetera, et cetera. So their bodies are literally aging faster than someone who stays healthy. So age is, you know, the numbers are relevant. You know, even though I'm 31, I feel like I'm 20. So maybe I am. Maybe I'm fucking 28 biologically. No, does that make sense? But yeah, man, I don't know. You know, I figured this is helpful for me to just articulate my ideas. I've never been one to talk too much. A lot of people know me as like a quiet, introverted person. I've been like that since I was, you know, in elementary all the way through high school. I was kind of like that loner kid who stuck to himself and just, I enjoyed observing more than I liked participating. I was always in the back, just kind of watching what was going on. The observable. And so I was never out there, you know, I was never like trying to be the popular kid or being loud or contributing and none of that. And now it's kind of like the total opposite as far as like, what it was is just like, I wasn't comfortable or I didn't know who I was, I guess. I was always like trying to be something else. But like now I'm so comfortable with my, with who I am that like I don't give a fuck, you know what I'm saying? Like you get to a certain point and that's also part of being an adult. It's like realizing who you are and then you don't have to pretend so you don't feel uncomfortable. You know, like I feel comfortable in any situation. I've experienced so many different things and so many different types of people that I know my place. So I speak my mind, you know. I'm out here fucking talking to myself in the car, you know, creating a podcast. Like, who the fuck am I? Like, I don't care if anybody listens, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to put it out there. Why? Because nobody else is doing it. Like, the regular person isn't doing it. And that's another thing, you know. You got to strive to be... That's part of, I guess, rolling back to what I was talking about, like having some sort of like goals and ambitions. It's like, that's my goal. It's like to be above average. Don't be like everybody else. Think about what everybody else is doing right now and don't do that. Do something else. Why? Because like you learn new things when you put yourself in like these situations that no one else is in. Could either be a positive or negative experience. Well, you know, it's always positive at the end of the day if you learn something, right? It's negative if you don't learn something. So, like, if every single day I have a routine and I go to work and I got to come home and I watch my show, you know, I got a show. All right. Everybody's watching this show. Everybody's watching Game of Thrones. All right. And then what are we going to do on the weekend? We're all going to go to the bar. We're all going to talk about Game of Thrones. You know, we're all doing the same shit.